Page 53, measure number 24-482, Mount Angel School District 91, bonds to increase school safety, replace aging systems, renovate facilities. Question, shall Mount Angel School District number 91 issue $7 million in principal amount of general obligation bonds, receive $4 million grant if the bonds are approved? They will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Section 11, 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, district would receive $4 million matching grant only if voters approve bonds. If voters do not approve, grant will be diverted to a different school district. If approved, bonds would finance capital costs expected to, for all schools, replace aging HVAC, air filtration systems, replace door locks, hardware, add electronic exterior door access, increase security cameras, replace outdated electrical and lighting, plumbing, fixtures, and cables, repair roofs, improve site drainage, high-priority interior finishes, elementary school, establish secure entryway, replace dry fire sprinkler system, replace siding, replace library windows, middle school, improve gates, fencing, replace roofs, windows, entry doors, high school, repair concession stand sewer, window replacement, repair upgrade bathrooms, bus barn repair. District would establish a citizen oversight committee to ensure proceeds are used for purposes indicated. Bonds may be issued in multiple series, each series maturing within 20 years from issuance. Estimated increase over the fiscal year 2023 bond rate levy is $1.12 per $1,000 assessed property value. Actual levy rate may differ due to financial interest rates and changes in assessed value. Explanatory statement, Mount Angel School District serves students in Marion County. The district is comprised of three schools, JFK High School, built in 59, Mount Angel Middle School, built in 68, and St. Mary's Public School, built in 1997, with approximately 675 students. Long-range planning facility. Beginning in the 21-22 school year, a group of community members, an architectural firm, and school representatives assessed the current facilities and created a long-range facility plan for the future. The school board approved the plan in March 2022. Another committee, planning for the May 2023 bond, reviewed the plan and participated in a revisioning process that centered on the facility needs for all three school buildings. The committee's focus was on prioritizing safe, warm, and dry schools by improving the infrastructure of each facility. The list of committee recommendations was approved by the school board in February 2023. Based on the committee's work, the following capital costs are expected to be funded with proceeds of the $7 million bond plus a $4 million grant if approved. All schools, replace aging HVAC air filtration systems, replace door locks hardware, add electronic exterior door access, increase security cameras, replace outdated electrical lighting, plumbing fixtures, and cables, repair roofs, improve site drainage, high-priority interior finishes. Elementary school, establish secure entryway, replace dry fire sprinkler system, replace siding, replace library windows. Middle school, improve gates, fencing, replace wood windows, entry doors. High school, repair concession stand sewer, window replacement, repair and upgrade bathrooms, repair bus barn. Page 54. Through these projects, the district expects to support safe and effective learning environments for all students while protecting investment in existing schools through needed replacement and repairs. Bond funds can only be used for voter-approved projects. The principal amount of general obligation bonds would not exceed $7 million, and bonds would mature in 20 years or less from date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. District would establish a citizen oversight committee to ensure proceeds are used for purposes indicated. Mount Angel School District has been awarded a $4 million state matching grant contingent on the approval of this bond measure. Annual tax rate is estimated to increase over the fiscal year 2023 bond levy rate of $1.12 per $1,000 of a taxable assessed value. Actual levy rates may differ due to final interest rates and changes in taxable assessed value. Information submitted by Rachel Stuckey, Superintendent, Mount Angel School District number 91. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Still on page 54, beginning arguments in support. Discover Mount Angel supports the school bond. A yes vote on Measure 24-482 is an efficient investment in a better future for our community. Discover Mount Angel is focused on creating a strong local economy. As members, we are a catalyst for business growth, a convener of leaders and influencers, and a champion of our community. That's why we urge a yes vote on 24-482 for all three of Mount Angel's schools. It's critically important that we improve our school buildings to ensure that our facilities provide our students with a safe and healthy learning environment. A yes vote on the District 91 bond creates a safer and healthier environment for learning. This bond will provide better heating systems, roofs, siding, and plumbing. It will invest in our critical repairs and system replacements and keep our schools in good shape for the future. Is an accountable and transparent public investment. Businesses know how important accountability is when making investments. We believe this bond makes good financial sense, and we have confidence in the transparency of this work. The bond will be subject to public accountability measures, including audits and citizen review. Join local businesses in supporting Measure 24-482. Discover Mount Angel Board of Directors, Scott Stokely, Chair, Tammy Plummer, Secretary, Holly Boschler, Board Member, Bill Schachter, Board Member, Kara Plummer, Board Member. This information furnished by Sherry Boschler Reedman, Chair, on behalf of Keeping Mount Angel's Kids Warm, Safe, and Dry Committee. Page 55, another argument in support. Please join us as advocates for Mount Angel's kids. As volunteers, elected officials in Mount Angel, we know schools build better communities, which is why this May's bond is so important for the future of our community. This bond will raise $7 million. That, when added to the $4 million in matching grant funds, provides $11 million to repair and replace failing systems in our facilities, ensuring safer and healthier learning environments for our kids. Our community has always come together to invest in education. Better schools help build a stronger community, increase the value of our homes, and give our kids more opportunities to succeed. This funding will maintain those investments so our children continue to thrive. Healthier and more stable schools. The bond proposal will provide critical repairs throughout the district, such as replacing deteriorating roofs, siding, windows, failing heating systems, and necessary plumbing and electrical upgrades so that our schools can remain functioning. The outcome of this work is simple, keeping our kids warm, safe, and dry. Stronger security. Students and teachers deserve to feel safe while at school, which is why the bond will allow for improvements like replacement of failing doors and locks at all three schools and creating a more secure entrance to our grade school. Grant. The bond measure is an excellent investment in our future and makes our local tax dollars stretch further. By leveraging a $4 million investment from the state, it increases the funding by nearly 60%. However, we only get the state matching funds if this bond passes. Help us build a better future for our students. Join us in voting yes for our Mount Angel schools. School board members, Sherry Boschler Reedman, Chair, Andrea Pfau, Vice Chair, Teresa Kincaid, Mark Brendan, Irene Novichin, City of Angel, Pete Wall, Mayor, Ray Eater, City Councilor, President, Shelley Ott, City Councilor, Joseph Pfau, City Councilor, Tony Astorga, City Councilor. This information furnished by Sherry Boschler Reedman, Chair, on behalf of Keeping Mount Angel's Kids Warm, Safe, and Dry Committee. Still on page 55, argument and support. The Mount Angel School District is a crucial part of our community, and the safety and security of its students, staff, and faculty should always be a top priority. The Mount Angel Volunteer Firefighters Association is in support of this bond measure to improve the quality of infrastructure in the district and ensure that it is equipped with modern and reliable equipment. By passing this bond measure, the district will be able to upgrade and maintain its buildings, classrooms, and equipment, creating a safer and more conducive environment for learning. Therefore, we urge the citizens of the Mount Angel School District to support this bond measure. This statement is on behalf of the Mount Angel Volunteer Firefighters Association. This information furnished by Kyle Stover, President, on behalf of Mount Angel Volunteer Firefighters Association. Page 56, another argument in support. Mount Angel's Community Foundation Board and members of Mount Angel's Chamber of Commerce support this school bond. A yes vote on Measure 24-482 is an efficient investment in a better future for our community. Support schools to support our community. As members of these organizations, we invest time, energy, and resources for a strong Mount Angel community. That's why we urge a yes vote on this bond for Mount Angel schools. It's critically important that we improve our school buildings to ensure that our facilities provide our students with a warm, safe, and healthy learning environment. Our community has always come together to invest in education. Better schools help build stronger community, give our kids more opportunities to succeed, and increase the value of our homes. This funding will help maintain those facilities so our children and greater community continue to thrive. Good investment with $4 million from the state. Resources are limited and we worry about our budgets, but we also know a good investment when we see it. The bond measure makes our local tax dollars stretch further, leveraging a $4 million investment from the state for these bond projects. We only get the state matching funds if the bond passes. Accountability and transparency. We know how important accountability is. When making investments, we believe this bond makes good financial sense, and we have confidence in the transparency of this work. The bond will be subject to public accountability measures, including audits and citizen review. We are the Mount Angel Community Foundation Board and members of the Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce, and we encourage you to join us in voting yes on Measure 24-482. Be an advocate for Mount Angel Schools. Mount Angel Community Foundation, Sarah Bellacue, President, Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce, Anna Bruner, Vice President, Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce, Christy Brackenreed, Treasurer, Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce, Paula Mabry, President, Mount Angel Publishing Incorporated, Our Town. This information furnished by Sherry Boschler-Reedman, Chair on behalf of Keeping Mount Angel's Kids Warm, Safe, and Dry Committee. Still on page 56, another argument in support. Invest now for future savings. Measure 24-482 is a sound investment, ensuring our community's school facilities last longer, provide our students with warm, safe, and dry learning environments, and use resources to save from more costly future expenses and further damages. This investment provides end-of-life replacements of roofs, siding, windows, heating and plumbing systems, and add safety upgrades to all three schools, ensuring students and faculty have the properly maintained facilities they deserve. Why this bond now? Aging facilities. Replacements of major building systems are often too large to be covered within an annual school budget. A school's boiler system can carry a price of $2 million. All three schools require boiler and plumbing system renovations. Failing windows, siding, and roofs are causing additional damages to school structures. Free funding. Our district was awarded a $4 million state grant subject to the passage of this bond. If voters do not approve the bond in this May election, the money will go to another school district and we will lose $4 million. We are all advocates for Mount Angel's kids. We care deeply about the education of our children and know that strong schools are critical for the strength and vitality of our community. We care deeply for the students and staff who spend so much time in our schools. We want to provide a warm, safe, and dry place for learning and student growth in our community. Our community is a great place to live and raise a family. This bond measure protects the investment we've already made in our schools, increasing the lifespan of our facilities, the value of our homes, and ultimately, the success of our students. We are local parents, volunteers, elected officials, business owners, and graduates of Mount Angel School District. Join us, vote yes, and advocate for our kids. Bill and Rona Shasher, John Gooley, Aaron Arndt, Andrea and Joe Pfau, Chris Boschler, Kathy Valdez, Heather Soa, Ray Eder, Sherry Boschler-Reedman. This information furnished by Sherry Boschler-Reedman, Chair, on behalf of Keeping Mount Angel's Kids Warm, Safe, and Dry Committee. Page 57. Another argument in support. Employees at St. Mary's Public School, Mount Angel Middle School, and JFK High School, including teachers, educational support staff, instructional assistants, counselors, office staff, and principals, are voting yes on Measure 24-482. Our students at Mount Angel Schools deserve a warm, safe, and dry educational environment that encourages and supports learning. Currently, with plumbing, electrical, heating, and security systems failing, our facilities do not provide this for our kids. We go to work every day in these buildings and witness firsthand the condition of our schools and their impact on our students. Your support with a yes vote will help our schools provide the environment that our students need and deserve. A yes vote ensures that our schools receive the funding desperately needed for heating system replacements, repair work for leaking roofs, and replacement of antiquated plumbing to meet students' most basic needs. Our students should not be learning in buildings with unsafe drinking water and toilets that need constant repair. They shouldn't have to worry about water dripping through light fixtures or those light fixtures falling from the ceilings. Their school days should not be regularly interrupted by unexpected classroom and other facility repairs. A yes vote is a vote for our kids and the future of our schools and community. Join us to give our Mount Angel students the educational environment they deserve. This information furnished by Sherry Boschler-Reedman, Chair on behalf of Keeping Mount Angel's Kids Warm, Safe, and Dry Committee. Continuing on page 57, last argument in support. Dear friends, as sports coaches in Mount Angel Schools, we are champions for all students in our district, and we are proud of our incredible student athletes. Our concern for our students extends to the buildings and facilities they learn in and practice on every day. Given that concern, we want to express our support for the bond measure you will vote on in May. All of us would like to have turf fields, an additional gymnasium and other sports facilities, yet we know that our current sports facilities are among the best in the state for 2A schools. And when it comes to replacing an outdated, poorly functioning school boiler versus a new field or gym, we know that schools take priority. Looking at a thorough inventory of the conditions of all facilities in the district, we agree that now is the time to invest in the school buildings themselves. Our students deserve to be warm, safe, and dry every day, and to experience a consistently safe and healthy learning environment. We are definitely excited that the bond will provide much-needed repairs to the concessions building and restrooms at the high school football and track field. These repairs will benefit all of our athletes, volunteers, and fans, and save the cost of renting porta-potties every time we host an event. We invest our time, energy, creativity, and caring into our district's athletic programs. Our sports teams and athletes are thriving in the current environment, and we are optimistic that this success will continue into the future. Let's keep our district schools top-notch, be an advocate for all Mount Angel students, and vote yes on this bond. And go Trojans, go Wolves, go Eagles. Jessica Schmidtman, Kevin Moffat, Dar Wavra, Carl Schmidtman, Steve Ritchie, Joe Panuk, Robbie Morrissey, Walt Simmons. This information furnished by Sherry Boschler-Reedman, Chair, on behalf of Keeping Mount Angel's Kids Warm, Safe, and Dry Committee. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.